Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Oh, yeah. On 96.5 Wave FM, this is Jade and Damien's Verbal Ping Pong.
All right, we have three topics that we present to Jade and Damien, and they have to whack it back and forward across the old net. You can't repeat, you can't pause too long. And to make things extra difficult this morning, in celebration of International Mouthguard Day.
Yeah. We've got those mouth things in our mouth.
I can't even talk.
I've got like sticks.
Can play along and check out what these mouthguards look like, because we're doing this live right now at 96.5 Wave FM, our Facebook page.
I am drooling.
Oh, you're drooling.
Oh, yeah.
Slobber. Damien.
I like a lover, though.
Roll a paper towel, bring yourself up.
All right, let's get stuck into it. It is round one. We'll start off with an easy one, and we're about to head into NRL finals.
Okay.
So round one this morning, and your time starts right now. Let's go. NRL team.
Dragons.
Lighters.
Storm.
The Sharks.
The Seagulls.
The Stars.
What did you say?
The Stars.
I already said the Storm.
You did it.
I said the Storm. That was my second one.
The Star.
What are you saying?
The Stars.
The Stars?
The Stars.
What?
The Titans.
Oh, oh,
the Raiders.
I don't know.
The Raiders.
All right. We'll give this one to Jade. Look, simple one. Cloudy outside this morning, so let's go with round two.
I need a hair.
Damien is drooling everywhere.
Drooling. Okay, take it away, Jade.
Okay.
What types is it? Of weather?
Ah, like a storm.
Rainy.
Sunny.
Cold.
Cloudy.
Windy.
Hail.
Snow.
Sleet.
A lizard.
What?
A lizard.
What?
A lizard.
I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know what he said, but we'll give it to him anyway.
Yeah.
All right, it is one apiece as we head into the...
No, I got it. No, you're right.
Let's go to the third final.
You're cheating.
Here we go. It's one apiece. This is it. It comes down to this one. You've just joined us. Get to 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook. It's International Mouthguard Day today. So Jade and Damien playing with mouthguards. A good look at their chompers.
It hurts your lips.
Items that you would find in a vending machine.
Chips.
Lollies.
Peanuts.
What is that?
Peanuts.
I'll take that.
Coca-Cola.
Water.
Drinks.
Water.
Drinks.
Drinks.
Cookies.
Tuna.
I know. At the hospital, they had tuna. Crackers,
yeah.
They do. Mentos.
Condoms.
What? Cardamoms?
Condoms.
Condoms.
Tampon.
Sanitary products.
What did you say?
Sanitary products.
Yeah. Oh,
coffee.
Coffee? Do you know if they had a new machine over in Japan? They had beer.
Oh, beer.
Yeah.
Vodka.
I don't know if they had vodka, but they definitely had champagne and wine.
Well, I can't do it anymore. I quit.
It's a win for Jade.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Look, good round, guys. Good round. Oh, my goodness me. That was so hard with that thing in our mouths.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt.
Dedicating today to all the dentists with Mouthguard Day.
Yeah.
Good job. You can check out the vision at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page. There we go. That's a round of ping pong.
Throwing your saliva balls at poor Andy.
Sorry, I didn't. I was trying to get them forward. I was going for impact. Anyway.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I believe in karma. And sometimes when you do something, it takes a little while for karma to come back and get you in the backside.
Yeah.
know, karma's waiting for the opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
just
I feel
the right
like
moment.
I feel like karma. She struck me hot last night. Okay. All right, so you know, I've been working in radio for like 15 years.
Yeah.
And so Alani, my daughter, it was great when she was really young because I used to just talk about her all the time.
Ah,
and
yes,
she didn't know any better. And then she'd get older and she'd be like, you can't, friends would bring up stuff I talked about on the radio. And so she put a gag order on me where it's like, I'm only allowed to talk about her with her prior permission.
Oh, sometimes with approval.
Sometimes I get a few things slip through the cracks and she doesn't know about
it. Does she know you're talking about her right now?
Well, no.
All
this
right,
is good.
Okay.
Now she's in the teenage years. She doesn't listen to the radio. She's too busy getting ready for work.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, so she kind of, I can get away with it sometimes. But last night, our back door, the lock's a bit buggered.
Oh.
And Milko tried to fix it, and then he went off up to Sydney. He's in Sydney at the moment.
Oh.
And last night I went to lock the door and it wouldn't lock.
Oh,
and
geez.
So I tried to jimmy it. I was pushing it. I rang Milko and went, how do you lock this lemon door?
Oh, you got to be careful because there's gangs. What about that small meat gang?
Yeah. That's exactly right, because I've got a thing with locks. Like, I have to make sure every door's locked. I even do a cross-check. Okay, I do multiple cross-checks every night. I'll go to every door and window around the house to make sure it's locked. And when I'm speaking to Milko, I'm going, the back door doesn't lock. It needs to lock.
Yeah.
And he said to me, it's fine. He goes, if someone wants to get in to kill you, they're going to find a way. And I'm like, do not say that.
They'd probably smash the window.
I know.
Like, if that's her intention is to...
Well, at least I'd hear that. That'd give me a little bit of time to collect all the children and escape out the window.
All right, okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, you don't like the idea that they'll sneak in.
I don't like the sneaking. I don't want to wake up with someone hovering over my head.
Heavy breathing.
Yeah, that's right. I'd rather hear the crash and the bang, and then I'm like, okay, well, I've got a bit of time here to figure something out. I don't know
to quickly do some, you know, exercises or just some stretching for your karate.
Yeah, to quickly learn how to become a black belt and to disarm somebody.
All right. So the door wasn't locked.
The door was not locking, and Alani was in there and going, oh, no. And then I was like, can you just help me out? And so she's trying to push the door from the other side. It still wasn't locking. And then Alani disappeared, and I'm here pushing it, and I'm yelling, and I'm swearing.
Sounds like and you're freaking out.
I am freaking out, because otherwise the alternative would have been for me to sit at the door for the whole night to make sure nobody's
really?
Stuck
into
the
you're
house.
That scared?
I was that scared.
Wow.
So I turned around, and I looked at my daughter, and she's quietly sitting on the chair, just Snapchatting the whole thing.
Videoing you?
Yes, and sending it out to I don't even know who.
Oh.
And she's Snapchatting me, and I'm like losing it, right? Oh. So I do not know how many young people across the Illawarra saw me last night whacking the door, swearing at the top of my lungs.
That is so weird you mentioned that, because Trav in the newsroom, he mentioned earlier on that there's a video going around of a mad woman in the Illawarra. If you've seen this woman, be wary. Don't approach her. Looks a lot like you, Jay.
That's right. Goes nuts around unlocked doors.
And she's number one on TikTok.
Yes!
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train. It's coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
Yeah, morning, 7:23. You're waking up with Jade and Damien here at Wave FM. Topic Train, where we toss around a few of the stories making headlines on this day, being Tuesday. Poor buggers.
Who?
Thousands of Australians have been left stranded in Bali.
Oh, no.
That's
terrible. This is like being, you know, stuck on a tropical island.
or in Lapland with Santa.
Is that
Lapland? Is that where he lives?
Yeah,
that's it. This is a result of after multiple Jetstar flights have been cancelled. Actually, since the start of September, so many flights between Australia and Bali have been canned, and this has been happening every day due to these engineering issues. Now, about 4,000 Aussies were impacted at one point, a Jetstar spokesperson has said. Some travellers have had to wait up to 5 extra days to get on a Jetstar flight home.
That's do they tough. Put them up on a, you know, well, like paid, a resort or
they
something?
They paid $25 to get over there probably on a Jetstar deal, so I don't know if Jetstar would put them up. It'd be interesting to know whether they did do or not.
They'd have to put you up until you get to...
Then that's fantastic. So honestly, you've extended your holiday by another week. You can ring your boss and say, legit, I'm stranded. Sucks to be me right now. Can you pass me another Bing Tang?
Open down.
Honestly, there's worse places to get stranded.
Well, it's much worse. That got me thinking, you guys ever been, I mean, both of you have flown so many times, especially you, Damo. You ever been stranded?
I remember once getting stranded. Twice I've been stranded at LA, like airport. Once was recently with Alani, and they put us up in a hotel. But another time was back in the late 90s where there was no you get put up in a hotel.
Oh.
And I remember we were, like, stuck at the airport overnight.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how quickly you start getting like delirious. So I remember we were like having wheelchair races with some other passengers and like, you know, everyone had pulled their money together to use the vending machine because it was before the days of like pay pass and tap and go.
Yeah.
Honest, I felt like if it had gone on for another 24 hours, it would have been like reminiscent of Lord of the Flies. You know, people would have had body paint on them. Somebody would be called Piggy. We'd be holding a conch.
Yeah, you'd have like, a whole lot. Yeah.
It's amazing when you're stuck in a place like an airport, how long time can go. It's stretch out.
Yeah, well, it's a boring place to get stuck. I got stuck in Nairobi. This is years and years ago. Got off a plane. Okay, now, it was actually I got off the plane, but the rest of my family were on the plane. I got off because you were allowed to. Went off the plane, but then they wouldn't let me back on. And and I was like, my family are on there. And they made me wait. So there was a delay, a massive delay, but I was sure, this is it, I'm not getting back on.
That's it, I'm stranded. This is the last time I'm going to see my family.
I'm going to be in Nairobi for the rest of my life. But lo and behold, that was not true.
Okay.
I'm here.
You're here. You made it out.
I made it out.
You made it out alive. Yep. Look, an Aussie liquor giant has thousands of new jobs to fill right now, and getting recruited doesn't get much easier than this one, folks.
Okay.
Every single Dan Murphy store is hiring, a spokesperson has said, so just come in as you are, and our commitment to every applicant is that we'll give you a short interview on the spot, bang, and if you pass, you could start straight away.
So instant job.
How good's that?
Yeah.
Well, if you pass, but you're guaranteed an interview. That's pretty cool.
You rock up today to Dan Murphy's up there at Shell Harbour with your resume. They'll give you an interview on the spot.
Pretty good.
They need people right now. If you're any good, you could be in that cold room in minutes.
Wow.
Love it.
So they're desperate for staff. That's good. Yeah.
It's cool.
Quick turnaround.
That is cool. I mean, yeah.
Your best or worst job interview? That one could be good.
Oh,
I had a good one a couple of years ago. Yeah. This is going back ages ago. I had a placement straight after uni. Okay, at a pharmaceutical company. Three of us from my year all went for the audition for the interview. two of them were sitting outside the room when I went in. They could see me. It was a glass room. I chat with the guy doing the interview, and we got talking about music. And halfway through, he says, "Hey man," he was American. "Hey man, when you get here, the two of us, we can start jamming together." I was like, I got this job.
You got the job. And the other two hadn't even had an interview.
Sucks to me, these other two.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, already, when you get here.
Yeah,
we're going to hang out.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't have any bad job interviews, but I remember my first ever job interview, Jamboree Action Park, 16 years old. I went in for a job interview, but I went out and got like a new outfit beforehand.
Oh, good. Nice.
And I got this new top, and it had like a big giant wooden tag underneath the armpit. I forgot it was there. So I went to the job interview with the giant wooden tag hanging out under my armpit, did the whole interview, and it wasn't till I got home that I was like, oh, and I was mortified. Oh, and I found out later, Andrew, who hired me, he saw it straight away and then thought, well, at least she went into a little bit of effort for the first job interview, got a new top.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And I got the job.
Did you bring back the top? Because obviously it still had the tag.
I could have.
You should have.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Moral dilemma, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here we go. Let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
All right. You have somebody who lives overseas in a foreign land. Mm-hmm. You have their parents living on this land, in Australia land. Mm-hmm. We'll say that. So let's say that the person over in the foreign land has some children, i.e. grandchildren.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you do in the situation when grandparents send a gift of money overseas for a grandchild, but obviously it goes to the parent?
Yeah,
and then the parent has got to distribute the funds.
Yeah, well, what do you do? Well, just you buy them a present. So that happens with us because the kids' grandparents live in Deniliquin and in Melbourne.
Okay.
And the grandparents in Deniliquin, they now just send money.
Okay.
Because they're like, it's saved on postage. Here's, you know, $50 or whatever, and you buy them a gift. And then we'll take them to the shops and get them to spend their money and then send a photo of what they bought.
Okay.
That's how it works in our household.
All right, so it's Jarvis's birthday tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, I got a phone call from my mother this morning.
Yeah.
Saying that she has sent money and she has added to my bank account. And it's a lot of money to give to Jarvis as a gift.
Yeah.
Now, my view is, and I just want to know what your view is on this, is that I don't think he needs all of it.
Right, okay. So what are you thinking?
What I'm proposing here, and I just want to know your opinion, is that I take a certain percentage of it for me because it went into my bank account. My theory is that I'm going to probably spend it on him in an indirect way anyway. So
like to feed him.
maybe I'll buy him a cake or something like that. I don't know. I might
buy him a cake with his birthday money. I think that's fair.
So I'm thinking, say there's $100. If I gave him $50, kept $50, is that a legitimate? Am I justified to do
this? Who are you, PayPal?
There's a lot of handling costs, okay? And bear in mind, if I go out and buy the present on behalf of my mother in Ireland, I've got to drive to the shop. Fuel, and we know fuel's very high at the moment.
So you're basically taking half the money for your services. The driving, the time, the everything. No, I think if your mum gave him $100... that's fine to spend 50 of him, but you should put the other 50 into his bank account or a bank account reserved for
him. But his bank account is my bank account.
But in Damien's defence, I mean, these gifts, you know, they don't wrap themselves.
Well, that's true. And it's hard to get those corners just right when you're wrapping. And you really might get a paper cut.
No, there's a lot of variables. And the reason why I bring it up, this is not an unusual thing. I have other relatives who have been known to do exactly the same sort of thing.
What does your mother think about this, Damien Lee?
She doesn't know anything about this.
She will now because someone should listen to the show.
But wait a minute. So you think I'm wrong?
Well, I don't know. It's meant for your son. It's not meant for you.
It's a moral dilemma, but ultimately it'll go for my son. Yeah. You know, sometimes he likes a schnitzel for dinner. Yeah. I might go out and buy the chicken. And will it serve the rest of the family? Yes, it will.
Well, that's right. Sometimes he likes a hot shower, so I might put that money towards the electricity bill.
Well, see, all these different variables. I think I'm justified. I don't think I've done anything wrong here.
Yeah, look, you can go either way. Yeah. Well, I think the only thing you did wrong was talk about it on the radio because now your mum does know.
So does Jarvis.
So does Jarvis.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.